Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Spirit Led. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Anybody remember the 23rd Psalm? 23rd Psalm. What does it say? The Lord is my shepherd. I'm always needing something. What? No. I shall not be in lack, because the Lord's my good shepherd. He makes me to lie down. That's not the same thing as pulling your hair, running in circles. What are we doing? Chilling. Lying down in green pastures. Does that sound serene? Does that sound peaceful? He leads me how and where? How and where? Beside the still waters. This is not a loud waterfall. This is a calm, mirror-like surface, still waters. And in that state, He restoreth my soul. Somebody say glory to God. He restores my soul. Everything in this world is trying to get you into a panic, into an upheaval, into worry and anxiety. And the Bible said, labor to enter in to the rest. I know for years that puzzled me. I preached and taught Brother Hagin's healing school. And so we're talking about faith and healing all the time. And so one week I'd be talking about fight the good fight of faith. Fight the good fight of faith. And then a few weeks later, I'd be talking about enter into the rest. Enter into the rest. And one week I caught myself. I thought, whoa, wait a minute. What are we doing, fighting or resting? So I said, Lord, help me to see this. And that's when the Lord took me to Hebrews 4. And if you read that chapter, you'll see He talks about that. And He says, labor to enter into the rest. Where does the work come? Getting into and staying in the rest. Amen. That's where the fight comes in. Because everything out here will try to keep you out of rest. And then if you get in rest, everything out here will try to get you out after you've gotten in. And so it takes the fight of faith and casting down imaginations and not being moved by what you feel and see to cast your cares over on the Lord and rest in Him. Amen. What if you die? In a few more clicks, we're all going to die. You just now finding that out? What if we die? Dying is not the worst thing that can happen to a child of God, not by a long stretch. These guys are pressuring Jesus. What we should understand is the enemy is trying to pressure Jesus through these men. And he operates the same way today. Go back to John 8, please. Let's continue with this. They said, the law says stone her. What do you say? Of course, I'm sure he could feel everybody around there thinking, what's he going to say? So you've got the enemy trying to pressure. You got all these human spirits trying to pull. Maybe part of the group's trying to pull him this way. Part of the group's trying to pull us. Man, I hope he says, don't stone her. The other guy says, well, he has to say stone her. I mean, it's the word. So what does he do? He stoops down. And he writes on the ground. And he does not play their game. He does not let them tell him the only responses he has to pick from. They're saying A or B, A or B, A or B, A or B? And he says, neither one. Holy Ghost C. It's what I'm going with. I'm not going with either one of them. I'm telling you, friend, it will set you free. It will liberate you when you realize you do not have to answer all questions. And you're not stuck with the alternatives that people in situations try to limit you with. Now you got to get your mind renewed. I said you got to get your mind renewed. Elsewise, you'll just fall right into the rut that everybody else is in. I began to see this some years ago, and the Spirit of God helped me. Has the enemy ever brought this thought and feeling to you? What are you going to do? I don't even have to ask you to raise your hand. Everybody in the place. Well, the enemy was harassing me with not a voice, but the thought kept coming and the feeling kept. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? You got this coming up. You got that coming up. You only got that X amount of time, and you don't know what you're going to do, and you don't know about that. The enemy likes to emphasize what you don't know. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? If you listen to it, it'll come all day and all night. What are you going to do? 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 And if you listen to this and you think about it and you hear it inside you for very long, you know what will happen? You'll open your mouth and you know what you'll say? What am I going to do? Now, who's leading you now? Who's leading you? Well, whoever brought that thought to you and those feelings and fed it to you. Well, the Spirit of God, thank you, Lord. He's always there too. And he'll help you in the midst of this. The enemy was bugging me with some of that. What are you going to do about this? What are you going to do about this? What are you going to do about this? And your first response, we're programmed to try to answer it, which can be a mistake. That means the question is leading you, not the Spirit. And whoever's leading the person asking the question. The Spirit of God prompted me. These thoughts, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Spirit of God prompted me, why don't you ask him what he's going to do? And like I said last night, I got sassy because I saw it. I saw it. Do you remember they came to Jesus on another occasion? And they tried to, they said, by what authority do you do these things? Remember that? Who gave you this authority? Answer us. He didn't say that. That would be one of the two choices they're giving him. He's either saying, they expect him to say, the Lord gave me this authority, which they think they have an answer for, or he's coming in his own authority or another man's authority. What else is there? He didn't answer either one. Anybody remember what he said? He said, I got a question for you. I'm sure they're thinking, no. See, we asked you. You have to answer, and this is where the freedom comes, brother and sister. You can change the game on the devil right in the middle of it, and there's nothing he can do about it. He thinks he's got you all set up, and he's got you pushed in between, and you got to pick between these wrong choices, and you can just go, nope. Now it's on you. Oh, he don't like that. Because that means you have learned how to act like Jesus. You have learned how to flow like him. Jesus said, I got a question for you. Baptism of John, was that from heaven or from men? Oh, man. Just like that. I don't know if you could have heard it through the crowd, but the whole bunch of the crowd are thinking, whether it's out loud or not, they're thinking, yeah. Yeah. And I know all these scribes and Pharisees, they felt it. They're thinking, uh-oh, this could get ugly quick, man. And so they said, excuse us just a moment. And they conferred among themselves. And Now, just like that, who's under the gun? Who's under pressure? The enemy that was trying to pressure you is under pressure because you wouldn't play his game the way he tried to set you up. You wouldn't pick between his choices. You wouldn't let him lead you.
Come on now.
They said, if we say from men this, if we say from God, and he said, why didn't you go with it? And finally they came back and they said, we can't tell. And he said, well, I'm not telling you either. What are we talking, what are we listening to? This is being Spirit-led. This is being led by the Spirit of wisdom. There's nothing like it, friend. There's nothing that compares to it. You could never come up with this in your head in 1,000 years, 10,000 tries. But it can come up from your spirit and illuminate your mind faster than you can blink your eyes. And you just know what to say. You just know what to do. But you won't get it if you move too quick and take it into your own hands and try to control it, or you let somebody else lead you and manipulate. You have to stay your soul, possess your soul, and make yourself wait until you hear from him. Can you see Jesus doing that? They come, they're trying to pressure him. He just doesn't even respond to them. He kneels down and starts writing on the ground. There's conjecture about what he wrote. And you have to watch about things like that, trying to figure out things that the scripture didn't actually say. But there is a verse that refers to some of this. And it's in Jeremiah 17:13. You don't have to turn there. You can just listen. Jeremiah 17:13 says in the Amplified, O Lord, the hope of Israel, all who forsake you shall be put to shame. They who depart from you shall disappear like writing on the ground, because they have forsaken the Lord, the fountain of living waters. Holman says, they'll be put to shame. All who turn away from me shall be written in the dirt. They had left the Lord. They're being hypocrites, accusing this woman when they themselves have sinned and sinned. Some have conjectured that he's writing some of their sins, or he's writing some of the commandments that they themselves have broken. I don't know, but the final result was what Jeremiah was talking about. They were ashamed and they left and they realized they were condemned. But if Jesus had been too quick to pick between the two wrong answers, things wouldn't have gone the way they're about to go.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Spirit-Led, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 2nd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.